always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A long process going on now in the U.S. Senate, heading for a final vote on President Trump's budget bill.
Senators are allowed an unlimited number of amendments, so that's why this process could go on for some time.
CBS's Nicole Killian says it's a chance for Democrats to speak out against the bill. The Justice Department announcing arrests in what it calls the largest health care fraud takedown in history. Medicare Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz.
It's not done by small-time operators. As you're hearing about and you will read about, these are organized syndicates who are designing to hurt America.
CBS's Katrina Kaufman says a New York City jury is now deliberating the fate of Sean Combs.
These are complex charges, racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution. Ultimately, racketeering conspiracy carries up to life in prison.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. New data released by the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development found that most areas across the state saw an increase in unemployment rates in May. According to a press release, 11 of the state's 13 metropolitan areas saw increasing unemployment rates. Eau Claire and Racine were the only two metropolitan areas to see a decrease in May, but have seen an overall increase over the course of the year. Over the last 12 months, 70 Wisconsin counties have seen an increase in unemployment rates, with just two counties seeing a drop. A legendary Wisconsin Dells attraction is turning 80 years old. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
Wisconsin State Journal reports the Dells Army Ducks started in 1946 when Milwaukee native Melvin Flath bought two of the amphibious assault vehicles and brought them to the Dells. Since then, the Flath family has bought more than 150 of the vintage vehicles. The Ducks tour the Lower Dells and the Wisconsin River, letting visitors see the canyons carved by the river. A special celebration is set for the 4th of July, including a cookout and fireworks.
A pair of bills aimed at increasing the amount of nuclear energy production in Wisconsin have passed in the state legislature. One of the bills directs the state to conduct a nuclear siting study in an effort to identify potential locations for nuclear power generation. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission has estimated the study would require at least $1 million of funding to complete. The other bill would establish a temporary board to plan and hold a nuclear power summit in Madison. Both bills now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A new deal for Bobby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a 3-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asks why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and just letting the game come to me. And it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks' offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies, 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had three hits through the ninth inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit. We had four hits and two homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. An isolated shower or storm this afternoon. Otherwise, expect partly sunny skies with highs near 80 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 60. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs near 80. Currently, it's 76.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Take a look back at the weekend headlines with Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, and State Senator Kelder Royce on what's happening in the Joint Finance Committee. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for the people who are calling and asking questions. We got a question from Will from Bushkill, Pennsylvania. Anyone voting for this bill needs to be threatened with a murder charge. Republicans should be scared to vote yes and pause to think about it. One of the reasons I want, thank you for your call, one of the reasons I want attention to what's happening. Make sure this just doesn't seem like it's a battle between liberals and conservatives, Democrats and Republicans. Battle between right and wrong. And helping people or hurting people. Between doing the right thing, doing the wrong thing. Making people's lives better, or making people's lives worse. That's what is at stake. When people say, let's not talk about the politics. Very often that's a hogwash line. Politics exists even when we wish it didn't or attempt for it not to. But when that line means focus less on the power struggle for power's sake and focus more on the impact on people's lives and solving problems, then it's really right. We should be putting our energy into solving problems and doing the right thing. And we should put in high relief when the people in power, which is one party, the Republican Party runs the country and their supporters run the economy. And that economy is good for them and good for some other people and bad for a lot of people. And their big promises of prices going down, that didn't work either, did it? So we should put in high relief the 660,000 plus people that Republican Tom Tillis says risk getting thrown off their health care because of this horrendous bill. This hideously horrendous bill. Gail asks, where are the healthcare workers, the hospitals, the nursing homes screaming about the Medicaid cuts being proposed by this awful bill? Thank you, Gail, a former healthcare worker. Well, you are now one of them. If you are a healthcare worker, if you are in a rural hospital, you need to say something. If you're an urban hospital, you need to say something. If you're on Medicaid, you need to say something. Here's some of the challenges. I think it's a hugely important question. Gail's question, where's the outcry? There is some. Why aren't we hearing it all the time? One of this is about media ownership. Who advertises? Who gets to actually buy time? Well, healthcare companies buy a lot of time. Drug makers buy a lot of time. Healthcare workers, now they buy a little bit less time. And that means not only do we not hear that in the ads, but the people who are programming to try to get more advertisers, well, you can say, well, there's some liberal media, not that much, and it kind of stops at the water's edge. They still need to get advertisers. It's reality. Also, a lot of those folks, I use my wife as an example. My wife is deeply offended. By what is happening. She works in clinical research. And at Oregon Health Sciences University, She sees what is happening as they gut programs. Just tear-jerking cases about programs where first-time college attendees have a chance to go to medical school. And because that is somehow defined as woke in a way that is bad, programs end. And these kids who were told they get to go to medical school are now being told they don't get to. Because the money that was going to go to help them do it ain't going to be there. And is not only impacting their lives, it is crushing the dream of a family who finally thought this is the American dream. It wasn't buying some crypto and getting in with some hoodlums. The real American dream was working hard, having a chance to be a first-time college graduate and a physician to represent their whole BAM family. You're being told, sorry, you don't belong. Resources are better spent dedicated to the richest people in America. On people who are lying about an American dream rather than people who are actually trying to fulfill it. The truth is, she works for an organization that still gets federal funding. And they have long-standing rules about what you're supposed to say out loud about that stuff. You're supposed to work through the communications department. You're not supposed to advocate on your own. You're not supposed to go and do your own little protest and speak for the large organization. Work through the communications department. Okay, so let's say we work through the communications department. What are they up against? But they're still trying to get NIH grants. They're still trying to get stuff through FDA approvals. They are still leveraged by the federal government that is now fully controlled by MAGA Republicans. And they have donors. And those donors, while most of whom are not on board, this point in the movie, most people who believe in science are not super excited about Bobby Kennedy's kid. Not so excited about gutting funding for healthcare research, gutting funding for new people getting access to becoming researchers and doctors. But most of those people tend to be too uncomfortable around political controversy. So that's not really our role. There are structural challenges. One of the reasons I so value the community that listens and watches and participates in this program. There's a book I was asked to read by Professor James Klodowski, the University of Oregon, political science professor, and the book was Who Will Tell the People? That question has never been more pointed. Who will? What's the microphone that the healthcare worker is supposed to take? Put it on Facebook? They have now ratcheted down the algorithm, so you put that, fewer people will see it. If you say, I see how many people are getting harmed by this, and you put it on Twitter, fewer people will see it. And so when you combine the gatekeeping that happens with communications, the asymmetrical nature of the communications mechanisms in the country, and then you also combine that with the threats that are made with the, I mean, what do you think is happening at Harvard? I went, this was my school for 3 years, not for undergrad. I went to a state school, public school my whole life prior to that, but I went to a fancy school for 3 years. It was a meaningful experience for me. And they are learning, this right-wing apparatus is learning from Machiavelli. I no need to kill all my enemies, just one in the public square. Harvard and California. California, biggest state. Harvard, the biggest brand in education. Try to put their head on a pike. Try to collapse their funding. Scare every other university. Scare the University of Virginia. Scare Columbia. Scare all these powerful organizations that aren't quite as powerful as California and aren't quite as powerful as Harvard. If they can get hurt, everybody can get hurt, and so they get scared. So you combine that fear, you combine that asymmetry. This is why when somebody asks, am I protesting in the wrong way? If you are peaceful, if you are constructive, if you try to attract other people, if you're not doing it for your own ego and anger, you can be fueled by your desire to self-actualize. You can be fueled by your disappointment, even anger at what's happening. But if your manifestation of that can be strategy and love and focused on objectives and bringing people in, then more and more of that is more important than doing precisely the right thing. Because what we need is a supermajority of support for pro-democracy policies, and we need more than 3.5% of the country who is participating on a regular basis in resisting an oligarchic regime, in resisting an anti-democracy regime, in resisting an authoritarian regime, in resisting a Donald Trump regime. We need more and more people on that big train rather than just saying, oh, my train's the best and all you others are slightly less cool than me, a little dumber than I am, a little less virtuous than I am. So that's what I think. So why are we not hearing them? Because too few are saying it. More are saying it that we can hear because they're getting ratcheted down. And because the entire apparatus of communication is screwing democracy. That's what I think. Before we go, I'm going to do a test to see if our calls are working. Vivian, I'm going to see if I can hear you and if you can hear me. Vivian, you there?
Hey, Jefferson, it's me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It is wonderful to hear you. Thanks for being there. We're about to go to break. Say your piece or ask your question, and I'll take it after the break.
I just want to say that I believe that with language policing, that if we don't do it with compassion, it can really backfire, and I think we're seeing that.
Oh, what a great lesson. Do it with compassion. If you're helping people communicate, do it with love. Do it as you're helping people, not you're trying to exclude or punish or take them down. That's a great one. Thank you so much. Brilliant thought. We're going to break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Thanks to everybody who helps put on this show. You work on this show, you listen to this show, you do technical stuff for this show, you advertise on this show. We appreciate you.
I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all-cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate.
Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
If you're 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By the age of 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over half, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones, reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles, boost hair fullness, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as few as 14 days. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/THOM. With over 5 million jars sold, over 8 million five-star reviews, and a 365-day money-back guarantee, this is your moment to take control of aging before symptoms get worse. Go to getnativepath.com/THOM now. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging.
So, John, we went to break. I want to give you a chance to say your piece. You think that rhetorical battles are important. They need to be won. I couldn't agree more. Sure you had your chance to say your last piece.
Because they're at war with us. They're ideologues, and there's no winning with them. It's been created. It's a monster that has been created by Fox News and all the right-wing talk show hosts and Newsmax, etc. And so we have to present things that will appeal to the other side, like you said, and that is exactly what Zoran Mamdani is doing. But unfortunately, his own party, the Democratic Party, well, it's not his party, but he's going to have to run under the Democratic Party, want to eliminate him, just like they try to do that every time my own congresswoman runs, Ilhan Omar. The party machinery says, oh, no, we can't have this person. I mean, Dick Cheney's daughter isn't going to cut it, you know?
And so is there a rhetorical thing? Your opening line was, I disagree, we've got to win rhetorical battles. Is there something you think we need to do better about rhetorical battles, or do you think there's a mistake that's being made?
I don't think that you can be, you know, you have to state what actually is true. Arendt talked about that. There are a lot of philosophers. Yeah. You can't let these people get away with lies, and they have been. And unfortunately, we have to deal with. At the same time, we have to win, you know, them over to. Yeah, it's a good thing to have health care. They don't really even understand like the basic things about, the tariffs that they're going to pay for the tariffs because they're lied to about it. They don't understand what is happening with Medicaid. You have to make, you have to make these points, but also you can't let.
You got to wrap your point, John. You have a good chance, but I want to not cut you off, but I want to make sure you finish.
It would be just like off the bat, I started out with, the Saturday night skit, Jane, you're an ignorant, S-L-U-T. This is the level of conversation that has been introduced by Fox News, etc.
John, thank you so much.
Here, but we have...
Thank you so much for the call. What I hear you saying, I appreciate it. What I hear you saying is that we do have to speak true things, and we do have to win a rhetorical fight. I hear those two points loud and clear, and then you offered lots of thoughts about what's frustrating about the current state of the debate and what's frustrating about the current state of policy. I agree with those things, too. Here's what I would say. I think do spend your time. When I'm talking about language policing, I want to be even careful how I use that, because I do spend real time. When I sit in this chair, I'm talking about how we can more strategically communicate. I care a lot about that. Maybe I'd say this. Focus more of our energy on the people you disagree with 80% of the time. If you're going after, trying to truth tell, trying to say where something is wrong, go more after the movement that you disagree with 80% of the time rather than the one that you agree with 80% of the time. That when I'm talking about, it's when there's an ally, something a little bit better than a frenemy, that's getting it a little bit wrong, don't use a second coming type to come after them. That's the thing I was saying there. In terms of being strategic and how we language, heck yes, man. Love that stuff. Let's go to Jeff. And is it Tarpon or Tarpon Springs, Florida? Go ahead, Jeff.
Tarpon Springs, Florida.
There you go.
And I was calling because on Sunday morning program, it's called Sunday Morning, Ted Koppel did a piece for them about a woman who has cancer. Mm-hmm. And she got accepted to the main campus, NIH, to, you know, possibly have a chance at life. And, you know, they have to, what they're doing is, you know, taking your blood and finding out where the problem is, and then using your blood to make stuff, you know, tweak it a bit so that it actually fights the cancer. Mm-hmm. Well, she was at the point to where, yeah, they were getting it ready. You know, she was, you know, had all the radiation and all the other stuff. And then Doge happened. Mm-hmm. And the techs that do that stuff were let go.
Yeah. No, it's people are being harmed. People are being harmed, even dying because of things that have already happened, and certainly by the cuts that are being proposed right now. Jeff, thanks for the call. We'll be right back. You're on Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff. Phones are working.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be back with your calls right after this.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, summer's here. It's time to relax and hit the refresh. But if stress, sleepless nights, and sore muscles are getting in the way, CB Distillery has got you covered. CB Distillery's 4th of July sale is on, and you can save up to 50% site-wide with the code VIP.
I'm a big fan of their sleep gummies. They really work. CB Distillery has plant-based solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, relaxation, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. It's all made with premium hemp grown right here in the U.S. No fillers or artificial ingredients. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. The 4th of July sale is the perfect time to stock up and save up to 50% off with the code VIP. If you haven't tried CBD, there's no better time. Visit CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP, CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Today is the deadline for the state legislature to wrap up work on the budget. If they don't get it done today, the state will continue operating under the previous budget. Representative Travis Tranel chairs the Assembly Agriculture Committee. He's watching a lot of moving parts. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you midday on a Monday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Travis says while the state budget negotiations continue to take center stage on Capitol Hill, there are other bills moving through the Agriculture Committee to watch, one of which is how to restrict foreign adversaries from owning land. Travis tells us the perfect bill comes down to the right wordsmithing so that Wisconsin doesn't restrict international partners.
We do have a lot of partnerships with other countries where they do own significant agricultural assets in this country. Canada, for example, they own some processing in Wisconsin, amongst other assets. The United States also has substantial agricultural interests in some of these other countries. In order to prevent a tit-for-tat, which we've kind of seen with the tariff wars, we have to figure out how we can avoid that. We want to make sure that we find a clear and concise way where we can say our foreign adversaries, they don't own any part of U.S. agriculture.
That's where the wordsmithing comes in. Representative Travis Tranel joining us, the chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee. We'll take a look at midday markets after this.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Commodity markets are trading higher midday on a Monday, but take that with a grain of salt. The acreage and grain stocks report are scheduled to come out today from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That could shake things up this afternoon. From Chicago, December new crop corn is up 0.75 cents at 4.27¾. November new crop soybeans are 13 cents higher at 10.37¾. And July new crop wheat is trading 4¾ cents higher at 5.29½. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. An isolated shower or storm this afternoon. Otherwise, expect partly sunny skies with highs near 80 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 60. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs near 80. Currently, it's 78.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for we working guys. But then Mando rolled in town, ready to tackle all our odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic, skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go, see what guys are loving. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with code TOM at shopmando.com. Plus shipping, always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code THOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com. We are back. Let's do a speed round so we can clear this board and people can call. Let's go to Judy from Lafayette Hills, Pennsylvania. Judy, you're on the air.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm well. It's good to hear your voice.
Okay, I'm calling kind of agreeing with the man who said he disagreed with you, but he really didn't in my mind.
Yeah.
I think what he was saying was we needed to add more to what you were saying, and that's why I originally called. I think we need to counter the demonization of the words liberal, progressive, or democratic socialist.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, I'm 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been around a long time. And back in the 60s and 70s, I was a progressive. I marched, this and that. By the 80s, even some of my Democratic friends used to say, well, you're radical left. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm an FDR Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that for the last 40 years, starting mostly with Ronald Reagan, though literally it goes back to FDR and Harry Truman, the right has been demonizing the words democratic socialism and liberal to such a point that people like me, and I mean, I've never been arrested, I've never been violent, I go to protests, but I just believe we need to convince people of what the Constitution says. And I would just like to remind you, the way I'm doing it, because I can't get around as well as I used to, is I'm using social media. And this week I'm posting these words. We, meaning the collective we, hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their power from the consent of the governed. That is the pure definition of democratic socialism.
Judy?
They get power from us,
yeah,
not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion to your listeners, go and look up these phrases in the Declaration of Independence or the preamble, share them on your social media every day,
mm-hmm,
and do not be afraid to call yourself a democratic socialist or a progressive. Do it. We have to stop allowing the demonization. That's all.
Judy, thanks for the call. I want to jump to Cynthia from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Cynthia, you are on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. I'm a little bit nervous. First time caller, long time listener.
Well, welcome.
I'm here. Yeah, thank you. I'm here listening to Judy and saying amen, amen. And I'm going to go out and make my sign sometime today if it's not too stinking hot. But what I want to talk about, I'm a time traveler from the first hour. I want to talk about centrism.
Yeah.
In my opinion, centrists are people who have no strong convictions and don't know the issues and don't really pay attention and don't really know what they believe. Because the right wing knows what they believe. You can be too far right. If you're too far right, well, we've seen too far right. That's fascism. If you're too far left, I have never gotten anybody to give me a definition of what too far left is. Too far left is what? Giving people too much child care, you know, giving too much free education, maybe healing too many people. What's too far left? So what I say is that if you try to make yourself come over to the right and be centrist, what you are doing, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit nervous, forgetting what I was going to say, is that you are abandoning your core.
You might lose the plot.
You are losing the plot. Mm-hmm. Exactly. What you need to do is you need to plant your flag, and you need to stand there like Martin Luther on the steps of Wittenberg Cathedral and say, here I stand, I can do no other. And don't apologize. Like Judy just says, don't apologize for being liberal. Say, why aren't you liberal? This is what I believe. Why don't you think this? Do you think that we're being too nice to kids or something?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what I have to say.
Cynthia, is your first call. You did great.
Thank you very much, Jefferson.
Thank you so much for being part of the community. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
So I'll just say a couple of things. This topic, because so often, and it's even, it's almost ironical, so often our debate is, it's this internecine debate. And it's partly good because we have this kind of our team meeting, right? We're trying to think about how our team can be a little smarter. There are a couple of things I heard for the last two callers I really liked. Rooting what we say in our founding documents, learning the Constitution, learning the Declaration of Independence, taking the best material intellectual property of those things and wielding it, committing it to memory, saying it to friends, posting it on social media. Heck yes, that stuff is great. Grounding what we're doing in morality, grounding what we're doing in critical values, also great. Thomas Jefferson had a thing, I'm not going to get it word for word perfectly, but he said, in matters of principle, stand like a stone. In matters of fashion, go with the tide. So when it comes to exactly what we should call it, I care about that a little bit less. That to me is a tactical and strategic decision. It's not a moral decision. It's not a decision based on objectives. It's not a decision based on principles. It's what will be rhetorically useful. And I think that we should be strategic rhetorically. And I think we should stand like a stone on principle. And what are some of those principles? We should be stewards of the land. We should love our neighbor. We should heal the sick. We should help the poor. We should make sure there's a strong middle class. We should make sure that we're stronger together than we are apart. We should make sure that we are we the people. We should make sure democracy works. We should have basic fundamental principles that a supermajority of this country can agree with, that a governing majority of this country can agree with. I think people will find that when you actually start working all those principles and try to accomplish those objectives, you'll do the things that some people might call radical. The decision of whether we call them radical or not, that is one set of questions. That's his own tactical, strategic question. But fighting for the things that will make people's lives better, that will work, and then trying to build the biggest possible coalition to accomplish those objectives, that to me is that's the smartest stuff to do. Build your movement the way other people think it should have power and other people want to join it. Tom, might have to take you to break, but you're on the air.
Okay.
Media PA.
Okay. Okay. I'm a centrist and I have core values. It's just that it's not left or right, but I know what I believe. Mm-hmm. And I've been a union rep for 24 years. Mm-hmm. And a locomotive engineer, and I'm retired now, but the Democrats did not have anything for the middle class that didn't have children. If you're middle class and don't have children, you're the majority, and you're taxpayers. And when both programs or both platforms are put together, you know, my wife and I following jointly would have lost $2,800 by having the tax cuts expire, and nothing in that would have overcome that in terms of benefits for us. And if the Democrats keep saying they're more going to be more redistributed than focused on the middle class, they're going to continue to lose elections in the battleground. Mm-hmm. Because I represent skilled union people, and we're smart enough to know
what union, if you don't mind me asking.
Economically and what is bad. Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen, yeah, which is part of the Teamsters now.
Yep. Yep. Tom, thank you. Thank you for the call. I'll stick with you for a second. So I do think that there's been, like, picking our fights is smart. I'm not in a position to debate your numbers of your finances and what different economic packages would have done for you. What I can say to strengthen your argument is that if the primary arguments, and here I'm just going to pile on controversy and make more enemies today than I'm making friends. But if we focus our energy on, for instance, attacking Trump's tariffs, when we know that if you're in a building trade, if you're in a trade that wants to be able to compete, that having a better set of trade deals is good for working labor in this country, then we can argue about the best way to approach tariffs. We can argue, but if I'm going to pick my fights with Trump, that's not the fight I'm picking. He wants to focus his fights on immigration and tariffs because he knows that's his path to getting some votes among labor union members, particularly building trades, particularly skilled building trades workers. I want to stay on the phone for a minute because I want to come back at you. I want to say a little more and hear a little more. But I do think rooting our movement, and you said something interesting. We root our movement in the middle class. There's something there that's really important. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back. What's good for the middle class? What is there within a pro-democracy movement that's good?
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog-friendly but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Distinguished television journalist Bill Moyers died June 26th at age 91. In his long career, he earned 30 Emmy Awards, served as President Lyndon Johnson's press secretary, and was a stalwart voice for democracy and democracy reform. On Being a Reporter, Moyers told a Chautauqua Institution audience in 2016, "I was hooked, and in one way or another, I've continued to engage the issues of money and power, equality and democracy over a lifetime spent at the intersection between politics and journalism." From 1964 to 1967, he served as Johnson's press secretary during the passage of the Civil Rights Act and Voting Rights Act. He was instrumental in the creation of public broadcasting, where he later reported for almost a decade. He wrote scores of commentaries for CBS and NBC and produced 70 documentaries for PBS. Democracy and democracy reform appears frequently in Moyer's work, including his Moyers on Democracy podcast and a companion book of speeches. When Moyers retired in 2017, he wrote, "Please remain vigilant and engaged as citizens in the civic and political life of your community and our country. Democracy is fragile, and no one can say with certainty that it can withstand the manifold risks to which it is now exposed." We've linked to his farewell essay and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Still tossing and turning all night, feeling edgy during the day? Let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, we really like the sleep gummies and 100% money-back guarantee. CBD Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, other health concerns, haven't found relief, make the change, like millions are, to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use promo code Tom. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom. cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. We are back. So Tom called in. We had a couple callers that said, yes, we've got to stand on our principles. And if that means saying I'm a democratic socialist, then somebody wants to say that, then they should say that and they should stand up. And Tom called in and said, I vote for Democrats and Republicans. And I feel that Democrats should move the middle and they should be more centrist. And one challenge the Democrats have had is they've lost too many skilled union labor workers. Too many skilled workers have voted for Republicans. And I was going to give Tom another chance. We lost Tom, but I still want to finish my response. So first of all, we are better. The pro-democracy movement, called the Democratic Party, is better for labor union members than Republicans right now. I agree that it needs to do a better job of communicating that message. And I agree that it should do a better job of delivering for middle-class families and prioritizing middle-class families in its rhetoric, your word articulation, in its policies. But right now, it's already doing a better job. And the thing I was conceding during the break was that I will say some of that includes some altruism. It does include, or at least some sort of sober second sense and enlightened self-interest. It's even rooted in the union movement. If we continue on with growing the power of the folks who are behind DOGE, of growing the power of the folks who are behind Project 2025, who are behind Project 47, we continue to empower those folks, make no mistake, undermining the right to organize is smack dab within their objectives. Not only do they fight against card checks successfully and make sure that doesn't get on the agenda. But they also work to undermine it generally and specifically. And for it, so you voted for Trump and didn't vote for Harris. I didn't ask if you voted for Biden. One of the reasons Harris lost was because Elon Musk put in $250,000 into that race that we know about, okay? And used Twitter and the Twitter algorithm to manipulate, and he himself says Donald Trump wouldn't have won it without it, and they wouldn't have taken the Senate, and they wouldn't have taken the House. That Elon Musk was historically important, and that unprecedented amount of political investment for the most expensive election in history really did matter for results. Now, what was the root of that? Various things, but one of the most important and well-placed political friends of mine say it's really one thing. It's that Joe Biden didn't invite him to the White House when he was talking about EVs. And why did he do that? Because he was working with unions to focus on empowering union shops and didn't want a non-union shop to get the same kind of love and the same kind of competition as the union shops. That was the root of the major disagreement with Elon Musk, who used to like lean liberal, say like Democrats, and donate a lot to Democrats and be sort of both sides. When he got fully committed alongside his old buddy Peter Thiel to invest solely on ungodly contributions, private and public, secret and public, to the Donald Trump campaign and to Republicans in the House and Senate, was because he wanted to get the same credit being a non-union shop as the union shops were getting. So I'm asking union members to, yes, it is not irrational for you to think, you know, tariffs for me may be good. Tariffs for the United States may be good. Immigrant labor, if it is not regulated and not that this just sort of an open borders policy, maybe not good for skilled trades, maybe not even good for unskilled trades. Those are rational views. We can have those discussions. But make sure you also do see some of the bigger picture, that those folks are not on your side. They're not on your side when it comes to Social Security. They're not on your side over time when it comes to health benefits. They're not on your side when it comes to educating your kids and making sure there's good public schools. If you want to, like, a skilled labor might be able to afford $40,000 for private school for their kids, but if they have three kids, they probably can't. So you want good public schools. If you think that what's happening right now is going to move towards good public schools, you got another thing coming. If you want to protect your Social Security, which you pay into, but also want to make sure it's not gutted and not just privatized, that should be at least a little one. At least a little one. But even just the right to organize. And that's before I get big-time altruism. Before I get to, hey, let's make sure that a bigger middle class exists. Because let's be really clear what's happened over the last 50 years. What's really happened in the last 50 years since Ronald Reagan was not just Bill Clinton signing NAFTA, right? It was also, and more than that, we have been ratcheting down the middle class that used to be, okay, that here's the phrase I like to teach people, Alice Americans. Asset limited, income constrained, employed. Basically the second quintile of the American economy. If you divide it by five, that one, we might call it the lower middle class, we might call it the working poor. It used to be that those middle three quintiles, upper middle class, and lower middle class, they used to travel together. Things were good, they did better. Things did worse, they got worse. What happened after the Great Recession was this big separation. The upper middle class separating from middle class, the middle class separating particularly from those Alice Americans, those asset limited, income constrained employed, those working poor. That if we're going to have, and by the way, if we lose those, and the middle class and upper middle class thinks that they're not on your team, who do you think's next? So I am asking you a little bit to think bigger picture, but also to make sure if you're fighting for labor, you at least give credit to the people who are fighting for labor. And that included Joe Biden, and too many people abandoned him after he did a really courageous thing, which is stand up to labor, or stand up for labor, forgive me.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Senate has kicked off a vote-a-rama on President Trump's massive tax and spending bill. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says his party plans to bring amendment after amendment after amendment to the floor.
Today, Senate Republicans have to decide. Choose the American people or bow down to Donald Trump and his coterie of billionaires.
Jerika Duncan is covering the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs. The jury has begun deliberating.
Prosecutors have argued that the 55-year-old rapper and producer was the leader of what they call a criminal enterprise that forced women into engaging in sex acts.
Wimbledon is underway as a heat wave bakes the UK and Europe.
It's really hot. Over the last couple of 3 days, it's just getting hotter.
Paris has been put under the highest heat alert for tomorrow. Temperatures there could reach 105 degrees. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.